Looks like the stormtroopers are leaving,
Han said quietly, pressing the macrobinoculars a little harder against his forehead.
Some of them, anyway. Filing back into one of the shuttles.
Let me see,
Lando muttered from the other side of the tree. Keeping his movements slow and careful, Han handed the macrobinoculars over. There was no telling what kind of equipment they had on those shuttles and TIE fighters, and he didn't especially trust all this talk about how good the trees were at sensor shielding.
Yes, it seems to be just the one shuttle that's going,
Lando agreed. Han half-turned, the serrated grass-like plants they were lying on top of digging into his shirt with the movement.
You get Imperial visitors here often?
He demanded.
Not here.
Gent shook his head nervously, his teeth almost chattering with tension.
They've been to the forest once or twice to pick up some Isla Mari, but they've never come to the base. At least not while I was here.
Isla Mari? Lando frowned. What are those?
Little furry snakes with legs, Gent said. I don't know what they're good for. Look, couldn't we get back to the ship now? Card told me I was supposed to keep you there, where you'd be safe.
Han ignored him.
What do you think?
He asked Lando. The other shrugged.
Gotta have something to do with that skip ray that went burning out of here just as Card was herding us out.
They were some kind of prisoner,
Gent offered.
Card and Jade had him stashed away. Maybe he got out. Now can we please get back to...
A prisoner?
Lando repeated, frowning back at the kid.
When did Card start dealing with prisoners?
Maybe when he started dealing with kidnappers,
Han growled before Gent could answer.
We don't deal with kidnappers,
Gent protested.
Well, you're dealing with one now,
Han told him, nodding toward the group of Imperials.
That little gray guy in there? That's one of the aliens who tried to kidnap Leia and me.
What?
Lando peered through the macro binoculars again.
Are you sure?
It's one of the species, anyway. We didn't stop at the time to get names.
Han looked back at Gent.
This prisoner, who was he?
I don't know.
Gent shook his head.
They brought him back on the wild card a few days ago and put him in the short-term barracks. I think they just moved him over to one of the storage sheds when we got word that the Imperials were coming down for a visit.
What did he look like?
I don't know.
Gent hissed, what little was left of his composure going fast. Skulking around forests and spying on armed stormtroopers was clearly not the sort of thing an expert slicer was supposed to have to put up with.
None of us was supposed to go near him or ask any questions about him.
Lando caught Han's eye.
Could be someone they don't want the Imperials to get a hold of. A defector, maybe, trying to get to the New Republic?
Han felt his lip twist.
I'm more worried right now about them having moved him out of the barracks. That could mean the stormtroopers are planning to move in for a while.
Card didn't say anything about that,
Gent objected.
Card may not know it yet,
Lando said dryly.
Trust me, I was on the short end of a stormtrooper bargain once.
He handed the microbinoculars back to Han.
Looks like they're going inside.
They were indeed. Han watched as the procession set off. Card and the blue-skinned Imperial officer in front, the respective entourages following, the twin columns of stormtroopers flanking the whole parade.
Any idea who that guy with the red eyes is?
He asked Gent.
I think he's a Grand Admiral or something,
the other said.
Took over Imperial operations a while back. I don't know his name.
Han looked at Lando, found the other sending the same look right back at him.
A Grand Admiral? Lando repeated carefully.
Yeah. Look, they're going. There's nothing else to see. Can we please...
Let's get back to the Falcon,
Han muttered, stowing the macro binoculars in their belt pouch and starting a backward elbows and knees crawl from their covering tree. A Grand Admiral. No wonder the New Republic had been getting the sky cut out from under them lately.
I don't suppose you have any records on Imperial Grand Admirals back on the Falcon,
Lando murmured, backing up alongside him.
No,
Han told him.
But they've got him on Coruscant.
Great,
Lando said, the words almost lost in the hissing of the sharp-bladed grass as they elbowed their way through it.
Let's hope we live long enough to get this tidbit back there.
We will,
Han assured him grimly.
We'll stick around long enough to find out what kind of game Card's playing, but then we're gone. Even if we have to blow out of here with that camo net still hanging off the ship.